I've been really excited about this service since we started to plan it, when we knew that Daryl was going to be away for a couple of weeks. We wanted to focus on a ministry, and I was really excited that we chose CWOP, or Caribbean Workers Outreach Program. And when Jim and I first moved to the area in 1990, we became aware of the program right away as soon as we joined this church. And Martin, I don't know how many years you've been involved in it, but it's been a long time, and we're so grateful for all the years of service that you have provided being on the board. So we're going to talk about, we're going to just feature this program today, and we're going to start with an interview. So if you were here a couple weeks ago, you'll know that we said goodbye to Omar as he headed back to Jamaica. So we're going to start with just featuring Omar. Jim, I'm very grateful for the work he took in interviewing Omar and Clasford and putting it on video. So we're just going to hope that it works.
I've been to Canada for over 10 years. If my memory serves me well, it's 13 years now.
Tell us about your family back home.
Well, I have a wife and two children. I am sometimes afraid to say what the age gap is. The girl is 13 and my son is 3.
Yeah. And how long have you been married?
We've been married November coming will be 18 years.
What makes you keep coming back to Canada each year?
Well, as the saying is that the salary or the stipend that your employer pays is the bait. But it's all because of the money, because to make the sacrifice to leave your family for 8 months, it's really the money and nothing else.
And where are you working this year, and what are some of the things that you do in a regular day?
All right, so I have been working with Bunny Heat since I came to Canada. That was in 2010. I leave for another farm. I then come back to Bunny Heat. Now it's a new owner. The owner, Corey and Howard Crocker, they have been running things since 2002. So at this farm, we grow lavender, English and French lavender, and we grow grape, wine grape. We have 9 variety of wine grape, 10 acres of grape, and also they process the grape here and make wine at the farm.
How has CWOP been a support to you while you're living in Canada?
Well, CWOP has played an integral role in our life, especially a Christian and a believer. I look forward to going to church on a Sunday evening. Now, because of what the contribution this program has made to me, I start to go to church on every Sunday. Fortunately for me, I don't work on a Sunday. That's my day off. And with the visit that member from CWP coming to the farm to talk with us, to encourage us, Christian and non-Christian alike, this program helps you to focus on God, to look away from the material things of this world, the going to the club and else place. It helps you to remember that there is a Savior. And at the end of this, you will answer to that Savior. It has been an important role in our life.
And what makes living in Canada a challenge?
Well, whenever the employer would hear a question like this, they become nervous, because from time to time, there are so many things that the world is not aware of to what is going on with this program. We have seen articles from different parts of the world where they enlighten this program to slave-like manner. There are some really poor living condition at some farm. I've seen really, really poor living condition. Persons hardly have space to move around. There's lack of privacy or no privacy at all. Fortunately for me, I have been to a few farm, and the living condition is super. I can say for here at Bunny Heat, our employer really care about our well-being. They provide place for us, really good facility. I've seen where employer just go on the road, find old things and bring it to the farm. And that's what we as workers have to use. But I can say for this one, they go beyond the extra mile to get new things and to ensure you are comfortable working in the hot sun in the summer. And when it gets cool, they tend to provide clothing and other stuff that you need to function as a good worker.
And what will you miss when you leave Canada in a few days?
The first thing I don't have to search hard is really the money, because that's why we come here. But since I get here and going to church, I really meet some really interesting persons who care about you. Namely, Randy and Wendy Squire, Mr. Martin and his wife Jojo, Jim, and Nancy, and there are other persons. I hate to start the name calling because sometimes you forget other important people. But the church family, they play a really important role in my life. I tell my pastor back home that whenever I'm in Canada, I'm a Baptist member for 8 months. And when I get back home, I am a Church of God member. So I have dual ship in terms of denomination and a place of worship.
That's awesome. Omar, we're going to really miss you, and we hope you come back another year.
I hope for the best. I hope to return if God's willing, but I certainly will keep in touch with people who I count very important, who play that kind of role within my life while I'm here in Canada. I certainly will not miss the snow, but I will keep in touch. God bless.
I'm going to invite Diane to come up now and tell us a little bit about CWOP.
I didn't know we were going to do a little tribute to CWOP this morning, so this is wonderful. And Omar, he has been such an inspiration for many other workers as well, so it's really nice to see him up on the screen. I wanted to talk to you this morning about CWOP, and I got corrected the other day. It's not Caribbean, it's Caribbean. Yes, I got schooled.
I asked which it was, and
yeah. Well, so I was asked to talk to you today about CWOP, which is the Caribbean Workers Outreach Project. We call it CWOP for short because we really love our acronyms. And it's been in existence for about 35 years. There's, it has kind of evolved into different aspects of being involved in the lives of the foreign workers who come here to help in the fields. And many here in the church have been involved in some capacity over the years, and that's really been appreciated. The name really speaks for itself. It's a project to be a spiritual support, as well as a family away from home for the workers who come to this country every year to plant and nurture and harvest the crops on the hundreds of farms around this area. Prior to COVID, the committee would arrange to have a pastor from Jamaica come to Norfolk County for six weeks, August through September, each year to preach at Sunday evening services specifically geared to the Jamaican workers and provide devotions and prayer at the individual farms throughout the week. The men on the farms that are visited are appreciative and are enthusiastic for spiritual leadership and growth, even some of the non-Christian men. We receive a report from each pastor who ministers to the men each year, and each time mention the numbers of workers they visit and how receptive the men are of their visits and support. We have also seen some of these men introduced to Jesus, and they've expressed thankfulness as they've been longing for some spiritual experience. We've been thanked for Christian support by others who've been Christians for years or new to the faith and were hoping for some spiritual connection away from home. This year was a little different. We didn't bring a pastor from Jamaica. We already had one here working in the fields alongside some of the other men. Maverick was his name. He offered to preach at the Sunday evening services as well as devotions a few evenings per week as his time allowed. But he was working in the fields, so his time was very precious when we could get him in the evenings. So we would have a volunteer that would take him in the evenings to the farm, sometimes more than one farm in an evening, and they would do devotions and prayer with the men. The men were very responsive to these farm visits and to the Sunday evening services and the messages Maverick preached. The committee has now arranged to share the 6-week evening services amongst three churches, not just one. St. Paul's, St. James, and here at First Baptist. This was a successful venture, and it's been decided to continue in this manner in hopes of engaging some of the congregation at each individual church to come out and support the men and get to know them a little. It's working wonderfully. The smiles that light up the workers' face when they're in town or on their shopping night, when they recognize a face from one of the local people that they've met at one of the services, is priceless. And I want to thank each one of you who has come out to the two services here at held at First Baptist. You are encouraging and supporting these men more than you know. Some of you have volunteered as drivers to assist the pastor on his farm visits or to transport the men to and from the services. Some have supplied snacks for social time afterwards. Some are just available to chat with the men, and it's appreciated by each and every one of them. It's also exciting to know we're hopefully expanding to have devotions for the women's workers coming this season. So please include us in your prayers for that. Once the 6 weeks are complete, there's a final dinner and service arranged as a farewell and thank you to the men for coming to Norfolk County to do the work they do on these farms. It's a jerk chicken dinner and requires much planning, lots of volunteers, and a large financial commitment to provide this for them. The service is uplifting, and sharing the meal with them is beneficial to them as well as to those of us locals who attend. The men are greatly appreciative and always look forward to returning next year to their home away from home. So if anyone's interested in volunteering for any of the things I've mentioned, transportation for the pastor for evening visits to the farms, or for the men to attend the services, snacks for socializing after the services, preparing the dinner finale, please let Martin or myself know. We have another committee meeting this month and would love to have any of you join us to see if you might be interested in being part of this committee that's so instrumental in supporting these men in their spiritual walk and in making them feel welcome in a place so far away from their homes.
As Nancy said, I had the opportunity to go out and interview Omar. The reason I did that is because we knew he was leaving, and so we wouldn't be able to have him here in person. Classford's still here. He has to be here until mid-December. So I'm going to ask Classford to come up because my technology is limited, and he's going to tell you about the pictures of his family. We still got him here, so I thought if he said he was willing to come up. So come on up here to the platform, Classford. And then we'll watch, because we do have a video of him. He can sit down for that. All right, Classford, come on up here. So, can you tell people?
Okay. Good day. So this is my...
Stand over here. I'm not sure.
So this is my wife in the orange or yellow. And that's my daughter. Yes, she is 9 years old. Very big. Yeah, so we are married. December coming will be 23 years of marriage. Yes. So that's my small daughter. Her name is Tamara Lee. She's nine years old. That's my son, who is 15 years old. Yes, that was preaching at service. It's Children's Day. So he was the preacher for that day. Yeah, he's attending Clarendon College at the moment. So you can see them. I want to see the next picture. The one with the handbag, she's my eldest daughter also. She is at Knox College. She's at boarding school. Yes, she's 13 years of age. Yes. So that's the collage of all of them put together there. Yes. Great, wonderful family. Yes. There she again. That's the one at Knox College. She's the 13-year-old one. Yes. So that's me and my son there again. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Classford. That's awesome. Yeah, let's hear it. He's here. How long have you been coming to Canada, Classford?
Okay, so this is my second year coming here. The first year, I was at Clear Creek. That's asparagus and tobacco. So I work there until September, and then I get transferred to Bunny Eat. And now they have requested me back here at Bunny Eat.
Nice. Tell us about your family back home.
Well, I have a great family. Yes, I have a wife. Yes, I'll be married for this December coming. Will be 23 years. And three children. One boy, two girls, age 15, 13, and 9.
Nice. Yes. How many months do you normally come to Canada?
Well, it depends on the season or the farm that you are at. So you have up until 8 months. And you can do 4 months, you can get a transfer, and you can do 6 months, and you can still get a transfer. But as long as it is within 8 months. Yeah.
And when do you expect to go home this year?
Well, I'm supposed to go home on the 15th of December.
So there might be snow.
Oh yes, definitely. Looking forward for it.
Awesome. What's one of the challenges of being away from home for so long?
Well, see, that is my second time. It has been a difficult leaving the family, as it's the first time that I'm leaving them for so long. Yes. Then I get in contact with them regularly.
And how do you do that?
By WhatsApp or the FaceTime. Yes.
Why do you come to Canada, Clasford?
Because of the money and the opportunity. We don't have that great opportunity back home. So we always try to look for better and to take care of the family. And I know I have two other children. They are in high school. One is at Knox College Board, and the other is in private school. So the demand is great. So I have to seek better employment.
Do you need to pay when your children are in secondary school?
Yes, you have to pay the auxiliary fee, not the school fee, the auxiliary fee. My daughter was at Knox, she has to pay the entire fee.
How has the Caribbean Workers Outreach Project supported you in your time here in Canada?
Grateful for that program.
And you've found a home at First Baptist Church. What do you like about being in the church here?
It's a wonderful environment. I've met great people. Yes, ever since Omar has introduced me there, yes, it has been a blessing. And I get to meet great and wonderful people. And as long as I'm here, at First Baptist Church will be my home.
That's awesome. What will you miss when you go back to Jamaica?
The warmth, the personality of those people that I'm getting in contact with, for you especially, yes. So I'm going to miss a lot of things. The environment, the church family, first and foremost, yes, and those that I work with.
Awesome. Okay. If you had one thing to say to your Canadian friends, what would you say?
Wonderful. It's a great and wonderful people. Opportunity to be among such great and wonderful. I'm emphasizing on the great and wonderful. Yes, it's a very fun time being here, and I'm going to miss you all.
We think you're pretty wonderful too, Clasford and Omar. Omar, I'm pretty sure we'll be listening to this as well. I just really admire what the workers do, leaving their families for months on end to come here and work for us so that we can have food and produce. We're so grateful for that. And so CWOP is just a small way that we can give our thanks. And so we are looking for, Martin is looking for more board members. And what he's very clear about is this is a working board. This is not a you go and just sit in meetings and make decisions. If you're on the committee, it's about helping to drive the workers back and forth to church. There are six or more services, as Diane mentioned, and the workers require transportation to get there and back. As was also mentioned, we're going to be supporting two of the services as well. So if this is anything that you're interested in or feel called to, please speak to Martin about that.